Today I'm going to talk about something that is very dear to me. You see, I want something from God. I want something very specific from God. I can ask, but it is not up to me. But I can ask. I can talk to God. I can open up the channel with my relationship that I have with God. And I will ask it. As everyone in here knows, 100 to 200 to 300 times, at one point in my life, I wanted something more than anything. And I bowed to God and I asked for God. And God had mercy and God granted me everything I wanted for that period. Now I don't pray about that. I have many other things to pray about. God is a God that answers prayers. You have an option to pray or not to pray. But when praying, it's not just to talk to God with my mouth, not talk to him with my mind. You have to talk to God with your heart. How bad do you want this, whatever you're praying for? How bad do you want it to be answered? Will my prayer from my heart be answered? And that's the point for today. Today we will examine three ways to pray to God. Specifically, how a prayer must be from the heart. That is how your prayer gets answered. It has to be from the heart. God wants to hear what is on our hearts and minds. He tells us this. God is far more interested in what we are inside than what we are on the outside. As he told Samuel, and I'll quote from 1 Samuel 16:7, "For the Lord does not see a man as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Okay, so if you reference all the Bible verses about God looking at your heart, searching your heart, wow, there are many of them. I think God is telling us something. Repetition is a great way for us to learn, right? There are many examples in the Bible. Today, I'd like to just talk about one, a prayer from Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Hezekiah, chalk him up in a very small group over here as a good king. There wasn't that many of them. We're going to read 2 Kings 20. 2 Kings 20, and we'll pick it up in verse 1. "In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die.'" And just to be clear, he says, "and not live." Hezekiah, his time was up. He was going to die. You see, when the prophet Isaiah told King Hezekiah that he was going to die, Hezekiah reacted to the message with a heartfelt prayer. I don't know if anyone in here has ever experienced something so powerful as you're done. You're at the end of your life. Continuing on, "Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." If you speak from the heart to God, remember, it's very personal. We pray very personal, away from everyone, by ourselves. Do you cry to God? Does your heart open up and you talk to God? "God, I have this problem. I need intervention. Whatever your will may be, but please intervene. Help me." Hezekiah reminded God of his efforts to walk before him with a loyal heart. It seems he might have wanted to say a lot more to God, but he couldn't. because he was bitterly weeping. He was overran with emotions. His heart was filled. So even before Isaiah had gone out of the courtyard of the royal palace, God sent him back to King Hezekiah with a second message, which was a response to the king's prayer. And the second message, God said, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. What did God hear? The words spoken by the king were a reminder of God, a reminder to God of his efforts to walk before him with a sincere heart. But not all of the communication with God was in the form of words. There was more to the king's prayer in his heart when it came and where it came from. His prayer was not just off the top of his head. It reflected the deepest feelings of his heart. Parents, one of the greatest things we have is you're a parent. Children, when my child is sick, I do believe I pray more intensely than if I'm sick. Because the love I have for my children is way more than the love I have for myself. Isn't our life a sacrifice? It feels like it's a great sacrifice to our kids, right? God does not want lip service. He wants people who will seek him with their heart. Cross that out. With their whole heart. Jesus warned that those who simply come with words and not actions, not doing what God says from their heart, will not be in the kingdom of God. That's Matthew 7:21. That's pretty clear from Jesus the Christ himself. So, point one was God will hear our prayers if they're from the heart. Point two, while we're praying from the heart, it has to be every time we pray. I am able to consistently go before God and ask God to answer my prayers if they are from the heart every day. That is so easy to say and so hard to do. You are talking to the most powerful being in the universe. And when you understand that, you're humbled. You can't help but to be humbled. Whether in anguish or joy or thanksgiving, every one of our prayers should be from our hearts. Our prayers are more than just words. They are words that convey emotion. Again, Hezekiah wept bitterly because his emotion was overwhelming. That's how we need to talk to our Lord God Almighty. Sometimes God will test us to see the sincerity of our prayers. This is shown in the parable of the unjust judge in Luke 18. I absolutely love this parable. The lady, the widow, goes to the judge and goes to the judge and goes to the judge, and the judge realizes this woman is not going to go away. Persistent, intense emotion, not every other day, but every day. And even an evil judge could see that. Oh man, I am evil, but this person's going to be here forever. I need to get rid of them. Well, that's just an example of persistence. And if someone evil can see that, then you should be able to acknowledge that if you want something from God, which all of us have problems, all of us need God in every aspect of our life, God will answer you. It will be yes right now, like in Hezekiah's case. It will be yes, but not now. Or no. No is an answer. You know, I believe Hezekiah lived an extra 15 years after that. Isn't that beautiful? God is a merciful God and a powerful God. So point two was every day, from the heart every day. And point three, encouraged to know that God understands our groans. When you speak to God, do you know what you're saying? When you talk from your heart and you're emotional, do you come off correct? Does the words out of your mouth make sense? Okay, picture you in an emotional wreck, just in any normal situation. We're talking after a car accident. I had a guy working 30 years ago, 20 years ago, a kid that worked with me, and he had a car wreck, and he was severely injured, and he was discombobulated and just not there. And he calls me at work 5 seconds after he's in a wreck to tell me he's in a wreck. And I'm thinking, that's weird. I mean, I don't know this guy that well. I only hung out with him once. But that's because when you're emotional, when you're intense, the words don't come out of your mouth proper. You don't think clearly. But sometimes we have a prayer that comes from the heart, right? But we fail to say it properly. Turn to Romans 8. Romans 8. We'll pick it up in verse 26. We'll read 26 and 27 of Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because it makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Hezekiah groaned in his heart, and God did hear his prayer. God, through the Holy Spirit, helps us pray as we need to. And he, our Lord, understands what we are trying to say. But God wants you there. God wants you to talk to him, to open up the channel to him, to have a personal, close personal relationship with our Lord, our Father, through Jesus the Christ. From Hezekiah's example, we should always remember that God respects a sincere prayer, no matter how poorly it is presented because of our human imperfections. If we also come to God with a true heart, a repentant and faithful heart, then words of sincerity will follow. So, conclusion. It all starts with our desire to do God's will. Once we put ourselves in a position for God to answer our prayer, we then need to build our relationship with God through Jesus the Christ. When talking to God, it is vital we talk with our hearts. God searches our hearts to know what we need. If our desire is true, we will consistently come to God and ask with all of our heart for what we desire, what we want. We are not going to get all the words out of our mouth perfectly. We are definitely not perfect. But our loving and merciful Father will answer you when you ask from the heart.